nothing man. Is he? He's an invisible man.
Is it the end of the world? Yes, it is the end of the world, and it's also the beginning. The beginning of a brand new, solid Juggalo world for us all to enjoy.
What's up?
Yo,
how you doing?
Swing our hatchets if we must. Each and every
one of us. We all know. All right, what's up? This is Deck One Dell. My name is Kyle, a.k.a. Keezy, if you want.
I'm Carver Law. Y'all, how you doing?
Yes, and we're back, ready to fucking do the damn thing.
Do it.
How you doing, man?
All right.
Yeah?
Oh.
Today's election day.
Yeah, man.
Did you vote?
Oh, God. Man, you know I did.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm glad to hear that.
No, I didn't. Bro, like, okay, get this. So I went out.
Look, for what it's worth, we don't have to get into this. I'm just making conversation. You know what I'm saying? But
I don't have my ID, long story short. I don't have my fucking ID. I went to go change my tags. They said they'd mail me my ID, and that's been over a month ago.
Wow.
And they fucking punch holes in my old one.
Wow, that's faggotry.
Yeah.
Excuse my French. It is some faggotry, though.
So I don't know if you can use anything else. Can you use it? I don't know.
I don't think so, man. Like, I mean, yeah. ID is it.
So I'm like, did they do that on purpose?
Oh.
Is that like a is that part of their fucking plan?
Their plan? don't get this guy going with this
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, so like, no, I didn't vote. I don't have a fucking valid ID, so I don't know.
Well, if you have a valid ID, do your civic duty, get out there today, vote.
Yeah.
Let's do the damn thing.
Either way, we're fucked. So yes. Yeah, let's do the damn
thing. Civil war's coming, man.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's get into the good shit though. This has been a pretty cool like week for Juggalos. Like there's been some cool fun stuff happening.
Yeah, man. I was entertained and enjoyed what they had for us. So
yeah, me too, man. We're not doing a review today. We're just gonna do a quick one here, chat about what's happening with ICP's House Party Peep Show. As a whole, first of all, let me tell you, this was a great idea.
Yeah, I thought it was.
I mean, they fucking nailed it, dude. This shit was awesome. It was as close as you could get to like having an online gathering. And I know we've kind of touched on this a little bit, but just now that it's over and like we can see it as a whole product, like, man, they knock it out of the fucking park. And I'll be quite honest, I'm very salty I did not pay for it. Because, like, I really want the CD.
Yeah,
I want the DVD.
Yeah.
Like, I do wish I had that shit now. And, like,
now, are they going to, like, release this shit? Like, what's the quality of these DVDs?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, because the Wizard of the Hood DVD, the Wizard of the Hood quality, I've seen it on YouTube. It's
pretty bad.
Not good. It's not the best quality. It's not, you know, like.
I mean, they've done. I mean, this is all YouTube shit, and I don't know if you noticed, like, I kind of paid a little bit of attention, but especially when they were in Jay's office, like, you could see the cameras they were using and shit. I mean, they were, like,
they looked nice.
They were legit.
Yeah.
So, the quality looked fantastic, so I would imagine I'd imagine they're going to kind of compile everything.
Consolidate,
compile, and contract all everything and put it all on a some kind of disc of some sort or whatever.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, like as a whole product, this shit was great. I was very excited when he said that they were considering doing it again in December.
Really? Like a Christmas thing?
Yeah. Did you hear that?
I don't remember.
It was,
I heard about him talking about they want to do more shit like this in the future, but I didn't hear like when.
Well, it was either during or after the Hollywicked performance. Jay said like, I mean, this pandemic shit ain't going anywhere. So we were talking about maybe doing it again and all leading up to the Big Ballers party.
Yeah.
I was like, count me the fuck in. I'm signing up for that shit.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for that. I will tell you, like, you know, over the last 10 or 15 years, I've grown, while I am doing a Juggalo podcast these days, my love and admiration for ICP has waned slightly, you know what I mean? Like just I think growing up, you know, essentially, and this isn't a knock on anybody who it hasn't happened for. It's just, I can only speak to my personal experience, but, and I'm sure a lot of Juggalos can relate where you just kind of, it wasn't a priority anymore. ICP wasn't a priority. I've always paid attention, always kept up as much as I can, but I haven't really lived the lifestyle or stayed in the world per se, you know? What do you think? Would you relate to that at all? Or
yeah, man. I mean, I ain't about that life no more.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've always, like, as far as, like, the music and the old music and the love that I have for that.
Yeah.
Like, that's never gone away.
Sure.
To me, like, I've said it a million times, ICP is like classic rock. I can throw that shit on and it's like I'm listening to fucking Aerosmith or Guns N' Roses or something like that.
Yeah, I'll always you have that aspect.
You always love that shit no matter what. It's just part of what you love.
Sure.
But as far as, like, being about that life, nah. You know what I mean? Of course, I can't spend the money on all this shit. Right. I can't go to the gatherings, you know what I mean? I got to fucking use my money for other things. You know, now, granted, I did want to go to the gathering.
Mm-hmm.
This year.
Yes.
So, I mean, I was planning on getting back into it, and we have hit up some shows that have come through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we still make it a point to, you know, go every couple years to something.
We participate when it's convenient for the most part.
Yeah, when it's convenient for the most part.
So we're not like, you know, there was a time in my life that there was nothing that could have stopped me from going to that Halloween show. Like, I mean, if that,
like you wanted the 50 jug, was it 50?
Yeah, dude, like 18, you know, 17 years old, like I would have been saving every dollar I had to buy that ticket.
If we were that young, we would have been in there.
Yeah, without a doubt, dude.
We would have been one of those 50.
There's nothing that would have stopped me.
Yeah.
So what I'm building to here is, like, while that feeling has kind of waned, you know, quite a bit over the past, you know, few years or whatever. And again, it's not a knock and it's not a me shitting on ICP. It's just more of a testament to, like, how I've grown personally. But the reason I'm bringing that up is because this House Party Peep Show has brought back some of that magic for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, without a doubt.
I was getting ready to say that. I was like, this had to have brought something back. You know, it's definitely brought... it's convenient again.
Yeah,
that's online true. And we can just be like, oh, there it is. We didn't have to pay for it, man. We saw it on YouTube like a day later or something. Right. Well, it was more probably like a few days later.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, man, it's making it convenient for everybody to be like a big part of it again. So.
Sure. And you know, where that feeling, like, I was enjoying all the product they've been putting out. You know, don't get me wrong. We've been droning on and on about that over the last few episodes. But where it really clicked for me was during the top five episode. Where they were talking, what was it? They were talking about the gatherings and shit, and like memories of specific ones and shit like that. And like, I don't know, man. Like, just seeing them talk about it with like the reverence and you know, the memories and shit. Like, it really, like, was flooding back to me, and like I was getting a lot of those feels again. It really made me very disappointed in myself for missing the march.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say, man. Me too.
That's a regret I have now.
Me too, man. Me too. That is the main regret out of everything that I've had. The way they talk about it, the way it affected them, the way it affected the, you know, everybody who was there. Yeah, I for sure regret.
Especially, like, that was all of their top one Juggalo moments.
Yeah, for sure.
And, man, I was like, God,
I thought the 2002 seminar would have been in there somewhere.
Where they dropped the Wraith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for me, that's like the biggest moment for me in Juggalo history. But
I mean, that was something they were building up for over 10 years, you know? Yeah. And that was the thing to look forward to.
Yeah, that'd definitely be in my top five sure Juggalo moments. But they didn't even mention it, man. They must have just been like, yeah, that ain't shit compared to what we've been through since.
I think, I mean, if you didn't notice, all of their top Juggalo moments, most of them were like more recent. And I think that's more, I believe, just their memory, man. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they've been doing this shit for 30 years.
Yeah.
So there's so much shit that's happened that they've accomplished in that 30 years that they probably have a hard time remembering a lot of that shit, those moments, you know, like they had the 2017 gathering the 17th annual, which would have been the 2016 gathering,
which was the Wizard of the Hood, right?
Yeah.
Cause that's another thing I regret missing.
I do too.
Cause Jerome said he was talking, that was like one of his top five, right?
Yeah.
The actual Wizard of the Hood performance. And he looked out there and saw all the Juggalos, like, and just like how in awe everybody was.
Yeah, that would have been amazing to see. I do wish I could have seen that for sure.
And I believe that was here. I believe that gathering was in Ohio.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It was at one of the same places they did it at.
Man,
not the Crystal Forest, but Nelson Ledges, but was like in Ohio, man.
Yeah, man. I miss that shit, you know, for sure. I wish I could go back and be there, but you know, live and learn. You know, I'm gonna try to, one thing I did decide, like while I was watching that shit, is like I'm going to try to make more of a concerted effort to be a part of these moments. You know, like
yeah, we missed out, dude. Like now we don't have them anymore.
Yeah,
now we don't have these physical moments and places we can go to be the juggalos anymore. It's pretty much gone.
Yeah. I mean, the gatherings are going to come back, though. You know,
I don't know. Fucking win, man. Like, how long is this pandemic shit going to last? We don't know. They could fucking drone this shit on for... And I'm not going to get into all that shit, but yeah, this could drone out. And, dude, one of them could die.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? I mean, like, something could happen. Like, all I'm saying is we took it for granted. We didn't hit the shit up for years because we thought it would always be there.
Yeah. And now we found out it's not the case.
Yeah, now so, it's all gone.
Lesson to you, juggalos. If you have the opportunity, in all seriousness, like what Jay said about like making memories, like that shit is important. Like yeah. It really is. Like, you know, enjoy life, find those moments and fucking go for it, bro. Like save up a few hundred dollars to go to the gathering. Save up a few hundred dollars to take that road trip or whatever. Like, I mean, that's all we have.
Yeah.
They're not always going to be there, so do not squander it.
Yeah. I mean, I cherish the memories of the gatherings we went to.
Of course.
We went every year for, what, 5 years, something like that?
Some of the best moments of my entire life,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, we went every year for 5 years, went to all the shows with every artist that was on Psychopath. I mean, like, we went hard for when we were young for a while, and I cherish those memories. So.
Absolutely.
You know, we definitely had our, you know, we definitely put in the work when we were younger, but, you know, kind of just fell off. But like I said, man, I took it for granted. Now it's gone. Don't know when it's coming back. And, you know, I'm hoping it does, because when it does, I definitely want to be a bigger part of it as well.
Yeah, sure. I'm glad you feel similar. I did want to mention, though, Shaggy did mention that the first Nelson Legends was his most memorable gathering.
Yeah, is that what? Yeah, I remember one of them said that. Yeah, yeah. Shaggy said more old shit. He said Dog Beats.
Yeah, you're right.
Was one
you're
of
right.
them. Pivotal moment.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that made me kind of feel good. Like, at least I was at one of the gatherings that, like, at least Shaggy thinks, like, was one of the best ones.
I mean, the gathering in 2003 was one of the most memorable moments.
It was special.
Weekends in my entire life.
Yeah, I agree, man.
Yeah, it wasn't the march, it wasn't the Wizard of the Hood performance, but just the whole thing itself was pretty nuts, man.
Because that was the first, correct me if I'm wrong, but that was the first campgrounds gathering, correct? It was in the convention center in Novi.
Before that, it was
Toledo.
Before it was Peoria, it was 2002, Toledo 2001.
So yeah.
Novi in 2000.
Yeah, you're right. Well, no, they started in 99, I thought.
Did they?
Yeah, because it went Novi, Toledo, Peoria, so 99, 2000, 2001, then would have been 2002? I don't know. I'm
Peoria was 2002, I know that.
Okay.
That was the Wraith.
Okay, so then 2003 would have been that gathering.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that makes sense. Novi, Toledo,
Yeah,
Peoria.
We went to all three of them, and it was 2003, 2004, 2005.
Yeah, we missed Novi. We didn't go to the first gathering.
No, I didn't go to the first gathering, but went second, third, fourth, fifth.
Yes.
And I think sixth.
Yeah, I think we went to all 3 years at Nelson Legends.
Yeah, we did.
Anyways, man, that was an interesting thing. I also, I said that when they were talking about the march, and, you know, this is going to make Alexorcist 84 mad, but by the way, he was one of our commenters.
Okay.
Which I want to get into what he was talking about too. Hearing them talk about the march really like drove it home for me how big a bitches Twisted are. Like really, like, I don't want to harp on this, but that's like the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
And I think it was for them too.
And I've, since I've been following, basically when that beef started happening, I started following it. And actually, as weird as it sounds, CPN actually really opened my eyes to how big of a bitches they were for not going to the march.
Yeah.
Because of the way, you know, the way he explained it and then having guests on and the way they talked about it and stuff. So CPN helped me understand that the artists that didn't go to the march, like literally what it meant to ICP for them to be there in the Juggalo culture, and they didn't show up because of whatever money and, oh, it's a publicity stunt. We don't want nothing part of it. Like, you know what I mean? That whole thing. So yeah, I totally agree, man. And I've been agreed with that basically.
Yeah. No, I mean, we've touched on it a little bit, but like that, like I said, that just drove it home for me. Like, I mean, you can make any excuse you want for, you know, Shags were fucking them out of money, or, you know, they weren't helping them. Whatever excuse you have for Twisted, there's no excuse for them missing that march.
Yeah.
If they cared about Juggalos. Because that wasn't an ICP thing, dude.
I know, man. I fucking know. Like, it's just, why wouldn't they be there? Like, to me, that's a direct fucking hit.
Yeah.
That's a direct hit. Like, fuck you, Juggalos.
Mm-hmm. Especially, like, it wasn't even, like, sour yet. Like, they were just out. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, obviously, maybe behind the scenes
it was sour behind the scenes, for sure.
But, yeah, for Juggalos, like, I mean, Juggalos were still, like, on board with Twisted at that point for the most part, I think. And for them to just, like, disregard it like that, man, is such a fucking kick in the ass.
Yeah.
What a shame.
I mean, it reflects right now on Twisted's what they're doing. Yeah, I know they're still making their money and they've got their fans and stuff like that, but last time they came here, they played at one of our Columbus, where we live, used to be a big city for Twisted. They'd at least play the fucking new. They'd played the Newport, I think, at least once here.
Yeah, I actually went and saw him at the Newport with Paula few years. Actually, it was just a few years ago.
Yeah, ICP plays the Newport when they come here.
Right.
Twisted's played they're not even. I mean, they go to a little fucking bar now when they come here.
Yeah. I say they played Scully's.
Yeah, they go to a fucking bar. We played fucking Scully's.
We headlined Scully's.
Yeah. They go to a fucking bar and people, you know what I mean? So like they don't do what they used to do. They don't draw what they used to draw. There's no fucking way. And I guarantee you what they did is part of it.
No, I agree.
Because I'd have still been on board with them. I'd have showed up. I'd show up to Twisted shows if they still had.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
To me, they just did direct hits to the Juggalo culture, man. And like, whatever. And then still ride the wave at the same time.
Yes. So they want to have their cake and eat it too, which I'm not really a fan of.
Fuck that, man. Fuck that.
So on the topic, I don't know if you
Sorry we droned on about that.
No, like I wanted to bring it up because Alexorcist84 is one of our commenters. He's been listening for at least a few weeks and he's been showing us love. But he's very vocal in the comments about some of the shit we talk about, specifically when it's talking about Twisted. He's obviously a Twisted apologist, which is fine. You know, man. Whatever.
I like your shit, man. I ain't going to hate.
But let me see. I bitched at him because, like, what did he say? He said, where was it? Oh, he may have deleted it. He made a comment saying, like, see, he even tagged like 59 minutes in or whatever. He's like, see, just go, of course, bitching about Twisted. Oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, yada, yada, whatever. I mean, I'm putting words in his mouth at this point. But the point is, he was like upset that we were talking about. And I was like, bro, like we literally talked about it for like 5 minutes. Like, don't sit here and act like our show is just hating on Twisted. We're not about hating on Twisted. That's not like our thing.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, we have hated on Twisted. There's multiple shows where we've gone in on Twisted, and it's when our emotions get high.
Right.
Like, I don't want to hate Twisted, man. I really don't.
Right.
I really fucking don't. But I used to love that connection back in the day.
I was going to say, earlier this year, you probably don't remember due to the coma, but I mean, you were fucking obsessed with Twisted.
Yeah,
dude.
Man. Exactly. I mean, that's what I'm told. I went back and watched some of that shit. Yeah, man. That coma had me all fucked up.
But that said, like, after I called him out, he is like, okay, I apologize. Like, I just get, you know, worked up. I see them getting hated on. I'm trying to be vocal. But he said, I did watch you guys not giving them the benefit of the doubt. So I took my frustrations out. My bad. So, you know,
that's cool.
We're all good, man. Yeah. And that's the kind of discourse I want. Like, I even told him, I said, you know, you don't need to apologize, man. We get in our feelings about it. It's okay if you get in your feelings about it, but we don't want to like angrily like yell at each other about it. Let's talk about it. You know,
yeah.
I even told him, I said, if you got evidence of like Twisted, like, alternatively being cool or them getting fucked over, I'd like to hear it. I know Monoxide's ranted in his Instagram videos here and there about it. I'll be honest, I haven't explored that because I just don't feel like hearing him
used to watch some of those rants and like, again, I'm not trying to hate, but man, some of that shit seems so like just straight up lies.
Yeah.
Like he's just straight up making shit up or at least really heavily over exaggerating shit. Mm. I obviously don't know, but the way he tells stories, if you know anything about people who like exaggerate and lie to look cool, I mean, he's doing all of it.
Yeah.
Just the telltale signs of someone who's doing that. Like,
and not to mention, just to bring it back home with this, if they got fucked over, then what is the valid excuse for them not going to the fucking march?
Dude, everybody has been fucked over by their friends, their work, their bosses, their family. Everybody's been fucked over. You can't make amends with it. You can't just go, hey, look, you guys fucked us over. Can we fix this? You don't think they would have fucking done it and been like, man, damn, sorry, we haven't. You know what I mean? Like, they seem like pretty fucking reasonable people.
Seem like it. Yeah.
Right? I mean, if they're not, show me evidence that they're not reasonable, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I told them. I said, I'd like to see that. I mean, I can be swayed. You saw me, you know, go back and forth on the Joker a couple weeks ago. You know what I mean? I can, you can talk me in and out of shit. I'm a pretty gullible guy, to be quite frank, but I call shit how I see it.
Yeah.
I keep it real. Real, recognize real.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just everything I've seen, man, with Twisted. Everything I've seen, dude, just points to the fact that they don't care.
Yeah.
That they don't care. Okay, they're good musicians. Okay, they still want to have a Juggalo fan base. That's fine. But they don't, they seem like they just don't give a fuck. They give a fuck about having you as fans, but they don't give a fuck about showing up when they're needed.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. Like it just makes it so apparent that it was just about, I don't know, the fame, exposure, whatever the fuck. It was not about family. It was not about Juggalos, you know?
I mean, that's just the way I see it.
Yeah,
man,
same.
I don't know. That's where all the evidence points, man. If I'm blind, I'm blind and I'm not seeing shit, whatever.
But. Yeah, I mean, we're not trying to be just like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I am biased. I fucking love ICP. Like, they haven't done anything to make me go like, man, fuck them. They're some bitches now.
But the thing that's kept me loving them is because they've been so real and they've admitted their faults and they know they're not perfect. And, you know, they have put people, they've put people on platforms and built them up that I was even like, why the fuck are they doing this?
Yeah, sure.
They've put people up, man. They've,
like,
they've
they go out of their way. Yeah. You know,
I mean, Twisted is a prime fucking example. Like, yeah. So I don't know, man. If I was in the position Twisted is, I would be grateful forever to what ICP did for us.
I mean, they really should have come out and be like, look, you know, we are always forever. Have they ever said we're always forever grateful? Like, have they ever done?
I think they may have said that shit. Like, we'll never forget what ICP did for us. But
like Jay said, they call them the label.
Yeah.
You know, they don't even call them ICB or the clown. You know, that's just the label.
Yeah. I don't know what I don't know, man. I don't know why they fucking grew apart so much. But
yeah, it sucks. Man.
Whatever, dude.
All right. So we're not Alexorcist. I hope you fast forwarded through that. You can resume now. All right.
no hate, man.
Yeah, I mean, we appreciate it, man.
Let us know what you think. No hate.
I told him, I said, compile some shit. Like, I'm not trying to give him homework or anyone homework, but genuinely, if you have anything to say regarding anything we're talking about, let alone like if you want to defend Twisted, well, we want to hear it. Like, call us, email us, hit us up on Facebook or whatever, man. Like, we'll entertain all that shit. You know what I'm saying? All right, going back to the Peep Show, though, I had a couple other notes I wanted to bring up. First of all, I give props to Jump Steady. His favorite TV show of all time was Firefly. That show is the shit.
I've never watched it.
It's great. It's only like 13 episodes, bro. It's fan fucking tastic.
Really?
I watched it with Tara. Out of the hype, like, because it was one of those shows that got canceled after its first season.
Yeah.
And then just grew like a cult following after, so much so that this was 15 years ago the show was on, and these people still make their money like going to cons based off of that show.
Jesus. It always just looked like corny sci-fi to me.
It does look like it, and that's why I never gave it a time of day, but man, is it fucking good. It's so good. It's created by Joss Whedon.
Is it story, acting? Like, what makes it so good?
It's a combination of the story. The acting is great. The characters, I think, are the real, like the prime
good character
reason.
Development.
Yeah, like Captain Mal, who is like the main character. He's played by I can't believe I just blanked on his name. The dude who plays Castle. Nathan Fillion. All right. Nathan Fillion's the shit. And this was like his first, I mean, big role, but he's just such a cool ass dude. The show is literally like a Western in outer space. And each episode.
Oh, yeah. I remember him saying that. That did kind of. I love Westerns. Dude, like, any type of Western. So, like, Western in outer space sounds pretty sweet, too.
Watch like an episode or two, bro. And if you don't like it, don't keep up on it. But. Again, 13 episodes in a movie, and it's fucking awesome, man. Yeah. Anyways, I had to give that props because I love that show so much. I mean, I got a Serenity poster literally hanging up right here.
Is that's the movie?
Yeah,
I've seen that movie. I've seen not the movie, but I've seen I've seen them. I didn't know it had nothing to do with Firefly.
Yeah, that's the their ship is called the Serenity.
Okay.
But yeah, they're like they're essentially like outlaws. Like I mean, they're just going around like they pick up like jobs and like go to a planet and like they're like, oh, we need your help doing this, and like they do it and like get into some shit and you know go off. Like, have you watched The Mandalorian?
No.
It's fucking awesome. It's like a Western too, which it's fucking great.
I'm not big into Star Wars, so I've never, I just didn't give it the time of day.
I feel you. I don't think you, for what it's worth, I don't think you have to be into Star Wars to even get into The Mandalorian. It's, okay. It's great on its own, but.
I have watched the new Star Wars movies and I didn't like those.
I can understand that. I mean, I personally, I liked them, but you know, I get that.
But if the, I have heard people say, well, this is, the show's not like the new movies, man. The show's actually really good. So
that is true. I mean, it's not just bullshit. The show is a cohesive piece by itself. It has, you could not have ever even known what Star Wars was and watch the first episode and keep on.
Might check it out.
Nevertheless, watch Firefly first. It's better.
Okay.
I love Firefly, man. So I think me and Rob would get along if we hung out.
Yeah, I think you guys would too, man.
He's into like weird nerdy games and shit too, and like I'd be into that. It made me laugh when Shaggy's top in his top five favorite shits. Do you remember that?
Top five favorite
shit. They were talking about their my top five shit. Like, this is my shit.
Yeah.
Jay's, like you said, Jay, one of Jay's was fucking YouTube.
I know. That really, I was like, which, God, Jay, really? Like, did you just discover YouTube, bro? Like, come on, man.
Which, by the way, Jay, I hope you stumble upon our show.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, look, Alexorcist was commenting. He said, I missed the start of that, but any discussion here that wasn't Twisted? Yes, bro, we've been talking about not Twisted this whole fucking time. We only talked about it for like 5 minutes. All right, he said he's working on compiling something. That's cool, man. No, don't make it a priority. Do not waste your time. If it's something you want to talk to us about, though, let's talk. But one of Shaggy's top five shits was explosions.
Yeah.
That just made me laugh.
He said sunshine too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, man, sunshine. Just, you know, going out in the sun.
Yeah. Oh, and one of Jay's was reading.
Reading.
Which I was like, what?
Reading.
That was funny, man. It's just cool.
Reading and sunshine.
It's just funny shit.
Explosions.
To hear ICP talk about like their favorite shit being reading and sunshine, you know?
Wasn't a game, wasn't like Jumpsteady had like games and like shows and shit was his, like his top five.
Yeah.
Like,
it was all like.
All time.
Yeah, he had
fat like, booty bitches was one of them. Like, to me, Shaggy had the most like interesting, just because it's like he picked like shit that made sense. Mm-hmm. And like Jay and Jumpsteady just picked like weird shit. Like, really?
Jay said he was up to like 6 a.m. working on it or something. Yeah.
Like fucking YouTube. YouTube is, I mean, YouTube's cool, but it's not even fucking near the top five of my shit.
Their top five like bitches were pretty funny too. Like Jay's was really like interesting because his was all like younger, like blonde girls and shit, which was very, I mean, like, I don't want to say creepy, but it was like just it struck me as odd. Let's say that. But like Hayden Panettiere, she's very fine, but yeah, that's your number two bitch, really? Like, and then his number one was some like suicide girl.
Yeah. God, dude. I thought the one chick, the Nitro girl, would be in there. Remember how he used to sweat on that one Nitro girl?
I don't really remember that. I don't know.
Like the blonde one and shit. He used to fucking sweat on her big time, dude. He had a big story about her in the book and everything.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
What else was I going to mention? That's all I had for I didn't have anything else to mention about the top five.
Man,
I did. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
No, I was just saying there's some there was some cringy shit Jay was doing, dude. Like he was talking about like when they were talking about women and shit.
Yeah,
he said something about like when they were talking. First of all, the Hansen episode, the Chris Hansen episode, when he's talking about the 16-year-old girls.
Oh yeah,
trying to make a 16-year-old girl band. With Chris Hansen sitting there.
Yeah, that was
I'm like, bro.
They even that joke, Shaggy's like,
like, dude, what are you doing, Jay? Like, I know you think like people understand, but you know people were gonna take that out of context. Yeah. Talk about 16-year-old girls with the fucking How to Catch a Predator dude sitting right next to you.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
Dude, what the fuck, Jay?
Like, have a seat over here.
Yeah, it just shows him that he doesn't put the shit together, or he thinks that like he has no filter.
Well, at least during their Hollywood set, he changed the lyrics on Ned and Game, you know, for only 18, she got some big tits.
Yeah,
did you catch that?
Thank God, dude. Thank fucking God. I mean, I understand when you guys were in your early 20s, right. You could still talk about like those, but that, no.
It was a different time too.
Yeah, you know, cannot say that shit anymore. And then what else did he say? When he was talking about those, talking about the girls and stuff. And he's like, oh, I don't care, man. You call me a predator. You call me a sexual predator if you want, or pedophile. It's like, no, don't give people an option to call you that, bro.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Shut up. Just shush.
Yeah, like, Jay, in my opinion, Jay should not be allowed to talk about girls. He should not be allowed to fucking talk about girls. Yeah, at all.
It really, like, takes him into, like, a creep zone.
Yeah, like, just stop, man.
Save it for the songs, bro.
Just stop. At least, like, Shaggy and Jumpsteady had, like, reasonable women.
Yeah.
Women.
Yeah, I mean, there were some interesting choices in there, but I thought it was entertaining. Like, first of all, let me just say, too, I do another podcast called Iconoclash, and we used to have a segment called Top 5 where we literally did that every fucking week. So you're welcome, ICP. You can take my bit. I don't mind.
Top 5 girls, like, every week? Would it change?
No, we did Top 5 whatever every week.
Oh, but, okay.
We did do Top 5, like, bitches one time. So.
Dude, I thought for sure one of them would pick J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez. I mean, that's my fucking Top 5.
Really?
Of all time. Fuck yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah, dude. She's still fucking banging.
Dude, you know what we should have done was just make our own version of all their top five. Yeah, like, that would have been fun.
That would have been sweet, yeah.
Maybe next time. They did top ICP songs, which I wasn't surprised, but it was interesting to know. Like, Jay's top song was Truly Alone.
Yeah, Jay's top five was the most interesting, in my opinion.
For sure.
Yeah.
Shaggy completely skipped it.
Yeah, he just said he couldn't do it.
Yeah, like, come on, bro. You can think of, like, you could at least say, like, these aren't my top five, but here's five songs I really like. That's what Jay did.
Yeah. You know? Jumpsteady's, I didn't think was. I think Jumpsteady's was not that interesting.
Yeah, I don't even remember it. I remember he had The Unveiling in there, which.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Yeah. I get that. Like, from
Jay, that was in Jay's, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right. But yeah, I mean, Jay did have a pretty interesting top. I mean, and that's the kind of shit, like, I want to hear. Like,
yeah.
I really want to know, like, what your favorite songs you've done are.
We should have wrote those down because I want to know what their top five songs are now.
I know. Maybe we can look it up or something. But,
yeah, Truly Alone. Some of it surprised me, but didn't. You know what I mean? Like, sure. I didn't think Jay would have, you know what I mean? I was hoping he would pick what I would pick, but of course, you know, he didn't. But he did pick shit that I've always thought Jay put a lot of time into.
Sure.
Like, right, let's see. Like, Truly Alone for sure is a fucking great song. This was a long
time ago. I know. Oh, yeah, there they are talking about their bitches. Oh, yeah. Here, I'll put show for you guys. Inhuman. It looks like. She does look. That's Photoshop, bro.
Yeah, that does not look. To me, that does not look good.
No, she's. Don't even look
human. The chin, there's no fucking chin on that chick. Her fucking eyes look gigantic.
Yeah, these photos.
Like, she needs eye reduction surgery.
I mean, don't get me wrong, she's sexy, but, like, that's your top bitch, really?
That's not even near my top bitch, man. Not even near.
No. We come back. Jump said he obviously has a thing for black chicks, which is interesting. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. His wife's black, isn't he? Isn't she?
Oh, you know what? She might be. Well, no. Well, his daughter's, like, Latina, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So here they are talking about their top five songs. One of Jay's was High Rise, which that's a forgettable song to me. I don't even really remember it.
I don't remember it at all.
It's on the Eye of the Storm, which was the album they did after The Calm.
Oh, yeah. And then Jumpsteady picked Yellow Buzz. Buzz, like,
which, I mean, that song is really fun. I actually really like that song, but come
it's
on.
It's all right.
Bro. Out of their whole catalog, that's one of your favorites. Give me a break.
Oh, yeah.
Jay had Fuck Off.
Fuck Off, okay.
Which is good. News at 6 o'clock. I like that song.
Yeah.
The Unveiling, and then Truly Alone.
Truly Alone. So. Yeah. I get some of them for Jay's, but Let's Go All the Way's decent.
Yeah, I love Let's Go All the Way personally. Yeah. This is Jump Safe. Be Safe. I actually really like Be Safe.
That's a good song.
Which I enjoyed hearing Jay talk about Be Safe. Like, he was giving a pretty, like, interesting rundown of, like, what it all means to him. And, like, I feel it. Like, that song is. As far as, like, a newer, like, Juggalo kind of anthem,
yeah.
You know, like a Juggalo family type of song, you know what I mean? Like,
why wasn't it on the fucking actual Joker's card?
Yeah, that should have been the final song on Fearless.
Yeah, like, I don't. Instead, it's fucking Panty Choke You With Your Panties.
Yeah, that shit was retarded. Yeah. That was just a bad choice. Whatever. Nevertheless, I wanted to pull that up. So, going to the. I'm moving on from the top five.
Okay.
But the Juggalos produced ICP was pretty interesting. We talked about it a little bit before the show, but we thought the Mikey Clark beats that they pulled out, which, first of all, let me say this. I thought the concept was really neat.
Yeah, like, no, it was cool. It was cool shit.
I was wondering how they were going to like pull that off. Because as soon as I read about it, I was like, what is this even?
It was a choose your own adventure.
Yeah, which I really liked. So they obviously had they had ideas for songs already in mind. And then they had all this, a folder of beats of every artist they work with. And then they randomly chose a beat or five beats. Juggalos chose or voted which beat they wanted. All right, they got the beat. Then they move on. Okay, here's the topics. Here's what you choose from. Then they voted. So it was an interesting way to do it.
Yeah.
I thought that was a cool way to make a song just in general. Like I like that idea.
Sweet. Yeah, yeah. We could probably do that. Like, yeah. If people actually pay attention to our fucking music.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, dude, I'd love to do something like that.
I agree, man. I think that'd be fun.
But I'll tell you one thing. I watched the first song they made, and then I hadn't watched the rest of it. I probably still will just to see. But the first one where they picked the blob and what was it? The producers, they picked that first beat that Jumps said he loved. He's like, bro, from that's Devereaux. The dopest beat I ever heard.
He would not shut the fuck up about it.
He fucking loved it.
He's like, if y'all don't pick that Devereaux beat.
Yeah. And then there was
and they did, of course.
There was a couple other beats like, was it Straight Jack and then Shaggy the
Airhead?
Dude, those beats were whack.
Yeah, a couple of them were
sorry,
very whack.
I'm sorry, but those were fucking whack. And I was hoping to God they didn't pick those.
I
know.
Like, I could see ICP rapping like interesting content on top of them. Like, because with ICP, it's not always the beat plays a part, obviously, but their lyrics are always like they're always trumping whatever's happening in the background. So but yeah, like I agree with you, man. Some of those beats were very whack.
Was whack, bro. The first beat that Jump Steady loved, the tightest beat he's ever heard, in my opinion, was okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Mikey Clark beat was my favorite fucking beat, bro. Like, and then
I actually really liked the Mike P beat they had too. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, I didn't see the Mike P beat.
They had one. Like, it was either the second or third song, but it was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't nothing to write home about, but I liked it better than several of those Shaggy the Airhead or Straight Jacket.
I understand they're trying to give new producers a chance, and they probably sound more modern and stuff. But man, they were fucking whack,
dude.
In my opinion,
Mikey Clark's sound is just so like
iconic with the clowns, and they didn't like it. They were just like, it's not his best. And like,
they was like, we've heard better from Mike. Like, that's all.
I'm sure you have heard better, but still, that was a fucking great beat. But the beat they were playing while people were voting was the best beat I heard the whole night. And it was a Mikey Clark beat.
I agree, dude. I kept like,
aren't you rapping on that beat?
I know. They would pick the beat and then, like, all right, let's vote. And then, like, they would play that beat, and I'd be like, what? This is the tightest beat.
That is the best beat. You should. I like. Why the fuck are you not rapping? How long have you had that beat in your guys' catalog?
Yeah, no shit.
We need a beat here. Pull that one so they can vote.
I don't know. I should pull it up. Let me see if I can pull it up. Here, let me check out the comments.
You know what people would give to have that fucking beat, you know?
Yeah, no shit, man.
To rap on. And they're just like, oh, it's just, you know, it's a throwaway beat for us.
All right. Let's see. While I'm pulling this up. Alexis said High Rise and Yellow Bus, they like Eye of the Storm. Yeah, they do. Go listen to High Rise. Corey said, listen to High Rise again. It always stood out to me. I will. I'll check it out. Echo Psy, what's up, guys? What's up, Echo Psy?
There was a couple songs during that whole Calm, Eye of the Storm era that I thought were pretty good. I don't remember them, but
yeah. Okay, this is one of the Straight Jackets beats. Yeah, that beat sucks. This is the Mikey Clark beat. This is the in between beat.
That beat would be great for storytelling.
Oh, shit, somebody's calling us, bro.
Are they calling us?
Yeah, I don't know if it's on Facebook or. Well, I don't know what the fuck happened there. Sorry, I wasn't quick enough on the trigger. But anyways, this beat is the shit, dude.
Yeah. Imagine a Malenko sound on this beat, or like a bizarre sound on this, you know?
Yeah. Let me turn it up a little bit. I want to rock out to it. Da da da.
I didn't mean it. Da 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 da. You know what I mean? They could just do that old school classic style, but of course, I get it. They don't want to do it. They're burned out on that shit. I get it.
Yeah, I get it too. All right, well, whatever.
But the blob concept, I watched that first produced song. The blob concept sounded pretty good.
Yeah, I'm into that. I'm actually excited. Like, so they had the blob, then the next song was going to be My Forehead, which is going to be about Jay's forehead.
What the fuck?
Which sounds funny. I mean, it matched, like, the beat and shit.
My Forehead.
And then the other one was going to be, like, cartoon something to do with, like, cartoon Chuck or whatever the fuck cartoon, it was. Like, okay. Gonna be about some killer cartoon guy or something. But all three concepts sounded pretty cool. I think Juggalos did do a pretty decent job of picking the best shit.
The best beats, okay.
Like, there was nothing. Sure. I was like, God damn it, you fucking idiot. You really picked that? Yeah. You know, but so I'm actually looking forward, now that I've seen them kind of, the creation of those songs, I'm curious to see how they'll turn out.
I like how doing that, they really showed their creative process and how they do.
Yes,
shit.
You're right.
They go, they pick, when they rap, their rap styles, they pick like a rap or a sing style.
Yes, yes.
And
I noticed
Jay mentioned that what he refers to as a sing style is like Dead Body Man.
Dead bodies yeah. All over the street.
So that, and then in that, I would also put Halloween on Military Street as probably his sing style. Mm,
yeah, for sure.
Or Dead Pumpkins.
The first house on my block.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dead Pumpkins, you know. Carved out with steel.
Yeah, you're right. Sing style, yeah.
So that's his sing style and then his rap. So it showed you how they kind of break shit down.
For sure.
You know, but their beat selections is questionable because, yeah. You know, they're getting older. They don't want to do old school styles, so they're drawn to this new style that I think is not that great, but right. Whatever.
It's a lot more just simplistic.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, Mikey Clark, like, he always was a master of, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of
his simplistic was great.
That's what I was going to say. Like some of his beats are very, like, intricate and, like, have a lot of shit going on, but even his simple shit is so unique and, yeah. Like, it's not just, like, a bass drum and a hi-hat, you know what I mean?
Because the dude's a true musician of all genres.
Yeah.
Like, he knows music in every genre.
Yeah, he's a pro, man.
Which some of these producers these days, I don't think have that.
I'm with you.
They just know how to put a program on and make a beat.
Yeah.
They might have some little background of, like, knowing music, but, like, nothing.
They haven't spent 30 fucking years, yeah. Like, honing that skill, yeah. You know, with multiple artists.
And live music as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, knowing how to play guitar, knowing how to play drums. You're right. Knowing how to play all these other instruments.
He's a true master, yeah. Man. So, yeah, I feel you. That's all I had on the You Produce ICP. Very interesting thing. If you, I mean, go check it out on YouTube if you haven't watched it. It's pretty cool. But the main event, the final event of the House Party Peep Show was the Hollow Wicked Acoustic Show, which...
Which I thought was sounded pretty fucking good, I must admit.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I was happy to hear that, or not happy to hear, that's probably the wrong word. I was relieved to see that they also have technical difficulties constantly. Mm-hmm. ICP actually didn't during their set, but Big Hoodoo literally like had to restart and then they fucked it up again. Like, yeah. His shit was fucked up. I felt bad for him. I did skip through Big Hoodoo. I mean, Big Hoodoo is a decent rapper and shit, and like I would listen to him, but like I'm so tired of the... like hype man shit like that.
Yeah,
it's just such a turn off for me. Like you can't, yeah. Get me to care about your hype man, bro. It's just not happening. Yeah. So that pissed me off. Ouija was cool, but I don't give a fuck really about Ouija's music personally. He's a cool guy and shit, but I don't know, like some of his songs are okay and like I get why Juggalos like him, but
I think he's a good performer.
Yeah,
let's just say this. I think he's a good performer. I think he's really good at like crafting what he does.
Yes, I agree with
and
that.
I'm sure there's people out there that really fucking like him and think he's like amazing.
Sure.
Not my style of music.
Same. So but I as far as
I'm
like,
old.
Me too. As far as like Juggalo like culture, Juggalo rappers in that culture, like I think he does fit in well. So yeah. I'm all for him being there and like I'll never diss him for, yeah. That. It's just, you know,
he's entertaining to watch, yeah. In my opinion.
And he's got a cool look and, yeah. His sound is interesting. Just, yeah. You know, his rapping just,
he's got charisma.
Yeah, for sure. So give him a little bit of a compliment sandwich.
Yeah.
There. But nevertheless, I wanted to first talk about like, I don't know if you watched the first part of the Hollow Wicked show with what was his name? I'm going to pull it up because I made a note about it. The fucking other, like the Juggalo rapper. Did you see him?
Yeah. Didn't he do a Britney Spears song?
Yes, dude.
Oh my God. Yeah, dude. I turned it on while that was happening. Like
they let him play for like 20 minutes, bro.
Dude, it was, yeah. I was like, holy shit.
His name was,
I mean, that took some balls. I'll give him, yeah. That. Holy shit.
His name was Big Chronic. He literally came out like, he came out first, like singing some other like random song. And like, I thought it was like a bit like, he was just gonna like twist the lyrics. Yeah, no, he was just singing the song.
Was he being like ironically funny or something?
I think he was trying to. He played like a few of his songs, and I'm not kidding you, dude. Like they were the most generic simplistic bullshit juggalo-ish songs you've
okay,
ever heard.
Okay, I got a question, and then I have some possible answers.
Yeah.
Why did he get that spot?
Great question. My theory is that he was probably one of the people that bought a ticket, and he probably just was bold and asked, like, hey, do you guys got, I got my set here. Will you guys let me do 15, 20 minutes?
Okay, if that's the case, then props on him. That's,
sure.
Okay, cool. Was it that, or was it that they, you know, here's a code of the business. You want people to suck to play before you.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
You want shitty openers on purpose.
And like, I mean, these people are held captive there to sit here and watch this fucking guy, you know? Like, they can't leave. They could go outside, I guess. I did see they kept switching to the camera, which I thought was funny. Like, you kept seeing, like, Evil Dead, like, rolling around. And
was he, like, serving? Because I know they had people, like, serving and bringing drinks.
No,
and
he, I don't think, he was like, it looked like he was cleaning up. But he was just, like, he was just roaming around, literally rolling on the floor and shit. I love that shit. But nevertheless, Big Chronic was his name. And I'm not in the business of shitting on people like for trying to do their thing, but Big Chronic, you fucking suck, bro. Like,
oh man,
dude, get a new act. Like,
obviously he doesn't suck that bad if he got that spot. Like, holy shit,
bro. He literally, his first song that he did was like the chorus was literally like murder, death, kill, murder, death, man. Kill. Wow. And he literally did the, like,
how much you want to bet ICP didn't even hear his shit.
Oh yeah. There's no way.
There's no fucking way. They were if they did, they were either going, this dude is horrible, but thank God it's going to make us look better. Or they're going like, never again, never again.
Like, I mean, he has the let me try to give him a little bit of a compliment. He has the rapping ability to be decent. Like, he wasn't a terrible rapper. He was just hitting like every,
he was
like,
at least on beat.
Yes.
I mean, in my opinion, that's
there's something to be said for that.
In my opinion, it's, you're a rapper. I'm not going to say you're a good rapper. You're decent. You're a rapper if you can be on beat.
So he, like, he just hit like every like generic bullshit juggalo trope. Like, he literally in one of his songs was rapping about Psycho Maiko. Like, how many times we got to hear that same tired ass rap?
So that's the person Joker's talking about.
Yes, exactly. This is the antithesis of like the Joker juggalo rapper. Yeah. So like he did like his first song, like his first line was like something, I'll be dead, blah, 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 in the head. Like, oh, all right, man. Dude, dead in head. We rhyme dead in head for the 17th time. Oh, we double team rhymes, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways.
God, man.
Like, I mean, he was just doing, like, it was like he was a caricature, a parody of a juggalo rapper.
Yeah.
And then he had the audacity to do the Britney Spears song, which I understand the humor in that. I truly do. But like, one, there's no flip to it. It was just you singing karaoke in a juggalo voice.
In a juggalo voice. And it was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I think I did it again.
You played with my mind.
Give me a fucking break, Big Chronic.
It was bad, man. I was like, holy shit. I mean, when I was watching the live feed, because I don't know. I saw it live somehow. They must have been streaming it on YouTube somewhere.
Okay.
And there was people saying like they liked it. They were at least enjoying it because it was, I think it was because it was funny. They were laughing at it, like how ironically bad and funny.
Sure.
It was, you know,
I can, and let me say this to that point. Clownvis is fucking stupid. I hate Clownvis, but
at least he's funny and goes with it.
Yes. Clownvis, like, his gimmick is fucking hilarious. Yeah. Like, I'll tell you this. Like,
he did a woke song, like WOKE, and he was talking about woke people. That was kind of funny.
Yeah. Like, I had some funny things to say about Clownvis. Like, I wanted to bring this up because he was like, he's an interesting character. I've heard of Clownvis. I know he was like at the gathering last year or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, he looked corny as fuck. And like, I understand the gimmick, so I didn't even give it the time of day. But I give him props for this. He does his thing.
Yeah.
And he does not give a fuck, dude. Yeah. He actually has
like jokes that are funny and know how to land them.
Yeah. Like, I when I first saw him on here, I was like, here we go. Like, he was really pissing me off, like being boring and like retarded. He said a couple funny one-liners. He played a stupid, he literally played a Christmas song.
Yeah.
And like, he said, you don't get shit on Christmas or something, which that was kind of funny. But like, it's Hollow Wicked, bro. What are you doing?
Yeah.
But he really got me. And like, I started literally laughing out loud. Was when he did the John Cougar Mellencamp song, the Jack and Diane, where it's like, little ditty about Jack and Diane. Did you see that?
No.
Why? So he played that.
That was funny, though.
He's like, man, he's like, I was on my way here. I literally can't even talk about it without laughing because it's so stupid.
I might have. He's telling the story. What he said?
He's like, I was on my way here. I turned the station. Man, I kept hearing the same damn song.
Yeah, I did hear
he's
that
like,
bit.
Then he's like, I'm just going to play it because I can't get it out of my head. He's like, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog.
Yeah, I did hear that shit, man.
Then he kept doing, he's like, sucking on a chili dog. Dude, that shit had me fucking rolling. Like,
I thought he was funny. Like, I really did. It didn't stick out to me because I thought his whole bit was pretty funny.
Sure, I can understand. But when he did that, like, he sold me. Like, I'm sold on Clavis just based on that, man. That was so fucking hilarious. Yeah. Like, it was just so like retarded and out of left field that like you can't not appreciate the humor in that.
He holds it down. He holds it down as a host.
Yeah, he was a great MC, honestly.
Like, so, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better host to be able to hold it down. They have their own shit. They know how to work the crowd.
He gave Big Chronic props, which, you know, he should have done.
Big Chronic. Man, Big Chronic, good on you for getting that spot. I don't know how you did it, but good on you, man.
Yeah, you're hustling, bro, but you just gotta like break apart from that typical Juggalo like rapping shit.
Dude, I tell you, if you ever need help, hit me up, dude. I will help you out with teaching you how to develop topics and develop a style that isn't, you know, under the umbrella of this, you know, not even classic, mm-hmm. just this Juggalo shit that, like, just everybody's heard before a thousand times.
The groove they fall into, and, you know, for what it's worth, I'm guilty of this, too. When I first started rapping, I was doing that.
Yeah, I think everybody did. Is he first started, he looked like he was, at least he's been around for a while.
I would assume so. So I understand falling into that groove, especially as a Juggalo. I truly get it. As a Juggalo who also raps, you know, it's easy to just kind of fall into that. But the problem is these people think they're creating like essentially like the next ICP songs.
Yeah.
You know, and it's obvious that's what they're trying to do. Like, it's the same tired ass subject matter, you know. At least be creative with it. Like, no one wants to just hear about you, like, saying funny ways of killing. Like, ICP already does that, and they do it way fucking better than you, bro.
Yeah.
Just drop that and talk about your shit. Talk about shit that's actually, like, relevant to your psyche. You know what I mean? Don't just, this is what ICP does, so I'm also doing it.
To be truthful, I haven't listened to a lot of his shit. I literally switched it on when he was rapping the Britney Spears song.
Okay. Well, I watched all of his set, and it's exactly what I'm describing, man.
So, yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what he's talking about, but yeah, man, dude. I don't know. I just can't. I can't bear it.
Yeah,
I can't bear that type of shit, so.
Let's see what people in the comments are commenting about Big Chronic. Electricists of he's got to be a contrarian, of course. he said he sounds kind of dope. I'm just fucking with you. He said barring the Britney cover, of course. Echo Siphene, let's not forget that the Juggalo kid that was on Tosh.0 technically did a track with ICP. Yeah, that's true. I mean, that was funny for a bit though. Like, you know,
that was ironically funny, but I do think, you know, ICP was generally trying to, you know what I mean? Like,
they're participating.
Prop that dude up and be like, look, man, don't let it get you down. You know, I mean, I get it.
I would have a hard time believing that ICP would endorse Big Chronic, honestly.
Me too, man. But fuck, I don't know. Maybe they do.
Like, that's the kind of guy that I would envision, like, opening up for an ABK concert or some shit, you know? Not ICP at their house, at Jay's house.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyways, all that aside, Clownvis being funny, Big Chronic sucking, ICP comes out. And with the Road Warriors get up, which was fucking sweet.
That was sweet.
They looked awesome. Shaggy even gave us a water rush.
Yeah. Water rush. Yeah. But like I said, I was commenting earlier before, man, Jay, you can see Jay's like rolls so big. When he doesn't have his clown paint on, man, that neck sticks out, the forehead pops out.
Man,
like,
I wish he'd get back in shape.
You can really see how fucking fat that dude is.
I really wish he'd get back in shape.
He had his arms out. I mean, he looked kind of big with the sleeveless shirt.
Yeah.
And he looked like he filled out the fucking costume.
He looks like a wrestler, you know? Honestly. But yeah, the acoustic set, though, was interesting. I know they've done it a couple times, but what do you think was like, did you have like a favorite like standout song or moment of the set?
$50
$50 was cool,
man. Because yeah, it's a perfect acoustic song. Like any song that's like fits the acoustic sound to me pops out.
Sure.
And I think they played the songs I would think should play for an acoustic set.
Sure. Well, with the exception of one song that I wouldn't have thought would work, but it was my favorite song of their set, was the Southwest Strangler.
Yeah, yeah, no, that fucking was sweet.
It was awesome. Like, the whatever groove they were, like, rocking out on, like, it sounded fucking sweet. Shaggy was like, I mean, he went hard on it. He was like, ah!
Yeah, yeah, I really thought, like, I've watched a couple of their other acoustic sets, and, like, they're forgetting shit, and it's, you know what I mean? But this one, they seemed on point pretty well.
Yeah, I did appreciate, like, one of the songs, maybe Mr. Rotten Treats or something, like, Jay completely forgot the whole second verse.
Yeah.
And just, like, started, like, shouting out and shit. But, he even admitted, he's like, yeah, sorry, y'all, I forgot this. I love that. I love that.
You
shit.
Knew they would forget some shit. I mean,
I love the fact that like that would happen, and they don't just brush over it and like try to treat you like you're retarded. You know, they address it and like make it funny and whatever.
Yeah.
So they made a few comments like that, and they even talked about like, bro, we're old. We had to remember this shit. We don't ever do the second verse.
Yeah.
You know, they admitted it, which I thought was great. Like, I love those moments.
I'm glad they tried to play those old school Halloween songs.
Same, man. I thought that was really cool. Dead Pumpkins was really cool. Crossing the Bridge was awesome. I thought that sounded really good. What did they end? Oh, they ended with Serial Killer.
If I Want to Be a Serial Killer.
That's a great one, man, for an acoustic set.
I Want to Be a Serial Killer,
And honestly, that song was giving me the feels, like when he's like out there, like giving everybody daps for shit. Like, I was man, I wish I was fucking there, man.
They know how to really make a moment, even if it's like, you know, I mean, the background of this moment is like clowns dressed up as wrestlers singing murdered fucking cartoony songs, but it still created this. They still know how to are perfect at creating this moment of like camaraderie, family connection.
Absolutely.
Right. It's
the feeling. It doesn't even matter. I mean, he's literally talking about like smoking crack in that song, you know, like
and like, smoking their hair.
Yeah. I mean, but while he's rapping about smoking hair, he's like giving everybody daps. Yeah. Like, I'm over here like,
yeah, man, they just know how to do it.
It's magical, man. Like you can just, you know, like how it feels, how it must feel in that moment. I think that's part of it, especially like right after they dropped the banner for the Yum Yum flower. And like, I mean, just seeing that like gave me feels like how important that moment is in the Juggalo world.
I really try to connect with Shaggy in that moment, because he's, you know, he develops that.
Sure,
and then
sure.
Drop it in front of all these people. Think about how he's feeling.
And he's I mean, they're both probably like looking at everyone's reactions and like, you know, that like, you could also see the glisten in people's eyes, like as they're looking up at it.
Yeah.
Oh, like
imagine what it'd be to be like a girl, like, you know.
Oh yeah, it's gotta
right
be cool.
Now, finally getting, like, you know, not even knowing probably that's what you wanted was a female Joker's card. Not even knowing that, like, how many girls Juggalos have ever said, man, they need a female Joker's card? I've never heard one.
I've never even considered it. It literally never crossed my mind even one fucking time.
Yeah, so they literally gave you something that we didn't even know we needed or wanted, right?
Yeah. And
I don't think it's something we need, but it's definitely something that's like, hey, what about a girl Juggalo? And they fucking did it. Like, or a girl Joker's card.
If there ever was a time to do it, like, it'd be in this, like, these tumultuous, like, weird, like, Me Too kind of times. Like, I mean, this is like ICP's, like, version of like kind of addressing that. I think, you know, I think that's a pretty important legacy that they're leaving here.
Yeah, but I don't think it's like forced progression.
I don't either.
So many people do.
I think it's a natural evolution.
Yeah, it seems natural. So I'm going with it. And man, because when I heard it was a girl Juggalo, because I heard about it before I saw it, I'm like, man, please don't let it be, you know. But it doesn't seem like they're forcing anything, man. It seems like it's all just coming out natural. And that's what, you know what I mean? I can't hate on that.
Yeah, man. Here, I'll show you guys. If you hadn't seen it already, this is the Yum Yum Flower. Somebody on Reddit actually made it into like an album cover, which looks pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, what do you think about the look? Like, Alexorcist says, I keep hearing people say it's just Blase Rose, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, I have read that. Yeah, people are saying it's Blase Rose. Now, is that a theory? Could this have been something that like they were working on while Jay was with Blase Rose, and she was in the mix, and she was like, he was trying to like, you know, hey, baby, I want to make a female Joker's card for you. And, you know, and you're and like, he's trying to like.
I really hope not.
I really fucking hope not, too. And they're just bringing it out now.
I mean, I can understand, like, you know, the face paint being kind of like a derivative, you know, of that. But
I don't remember what Blase Rose looks like, to tell you the truth. I have no clue what she looks
like. Let's pull her up. Let's do a comparison here.
Yeah, because didn't she have, like, the bloody eyes? Oh man, that is not.
It's a bad picture. Yeah. She's actually pretty sexy. Like she does. She has like an OnlyFans or some shit now. But
yeah, I've seen her without her. Like she don't look bad right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she's not a bad looking chick, man.
So there's like a more recent like picture. Oh, there's like this is like one of her more recent videos and shit. I remember. I think I did watch that. But nevertheless, like I can understand people saying that, but like there's not really any resemblance.
Yeah, I don't see too much of a
other than the white face. Like, really, what is it? White face, black eyes. Like, you know, that's. I mean, what the fuck?
I guess it's because it's a female and it's a flower. Yeah, you know what I mean? Maybe, I don't know.
You can make that connection. That said, like I think it looks fucking sweet.
Yeah, I think it looks cool, man. I don't have any gripes with it. It looks like a Joker's card. It looks like a female's Joker's card, man. Like, I don't know what else to say.
He did say that, hold on.
Hey!
I thought my kids were yelling for me. Oh, sorry. Jay did mention that this is just one of the looks. Like, I imagine her face probably opens up.
Yeah.
That's probably going to, I here's my prediction. I imagine that they'll come out with this. And by the way, we touched on it before the show, but the three little seeds poking out of the pot are without a doubt going to be the seeds of Yum Yum.
Does one have a cigarette in its mouth?
It looks like it, or a J, you know? It looks pretty cool. So that's our prediction there. Obviously, that's pretty straightforward. But I bet you when they release the full like deluxe album next year, like when it has like all the seeds with it, it'll probably be like her opened up or some shit with maybe something else poking out of the middle.
That'd be cool if it was like a fold-out book. Remember those like fold-out
Oh, yeah.
Book
like
shit?
Like you could open...
That'd be fucking dope.
That would be sweet if they did some shit like that.
Get like a bit... or at least have a book with it that does that.
Yeah, man. I think the look is on point. It's right in line, like with the looks of Joker's card. Like, I mean, it's they're fucking nailing it. I think I really like the look. I think it's really cool. It could have been really corny, but I thought they did a very good job with it.
Yeah, I think it. I mean, I think it touches on everything that it needs to be to be that fucking Joker face on, as an album card. I think it touches everything it should be. I like the vase, whatever you want to say, with the hatchet man on it.
I think that's cool. Yeah,
looks like I've heard people saying that it's Riddlebox. It looks like Riddlebox. It looks like the female Riddlebox.
I mean, just due to the color.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's only so many fucking color combinations, bro.
Yeah,
I don't think.
What else are you gonna pick?
Right.
It's female, so pink, and it's a plant, so green. I mean,
pretty straightforward, if you ask me.
Yeah, but. The look of the actual face and stuff reminds me of like the Chinese, like opera house, like that with the girls with the white faces, the chopsticks in their hair and shit, wearing the fucking long, whatever you want to call it, komodos or whatever.
Yeah, Alexorcist actually mentioned that. He said clown paint looks like kabuki or geisha.
That's I'm not sure the names, but yeah, that's it, man. That's what it looks like.
Let's see. Right down the chopsticks in the hair. Yep. He said he does like the look, though. A Ninja with a Pencil said, it's definitely nothing new that people don't like the name. I remember when people thought Bang Pow Boom and Fearless Fred were stupid. I heard the same shit. So,
yeah.
You know, they always kind of go out there with the names, sure, but I don't hate it, man. Like, I would never hold the name of the fucking album against them. Like, who gives a fuck?
It gives me some Poison Ivy feels from Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, essentially, ICP's creating a rogues gallery, like the same way Batman has all the villains and shit. You know, I mean, essentially, that's what they're creating. Might as well throw some females in there.
Yeah, man. I think it's really cool. I'm excited for it, man. All right. That's all I had for the Hollow. Well, what else? Did you have anything else to say about the Hollow Wicked set or about Yum Yum?
Well, about Yum Yum, I was going to say it's at least more interesting of a concept and look than Fearless Fred was cool. Don't get me wrong. Like, I did like the Fearless Fred, the whole concept, but it kind of just fit in with like the old school shit. It was like nothing really new.
Sure.
As where this is like, more interesting, in my opinion.
I feel that.
I don't know if I'm going to say I like it better than Fearless Fred or whatever, but it's more interesting.
It definitely seems more like fleshed out.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess we'll really see once the album comes out, like once we hear the songs, like the describing it and everything else. I'm really excited, man. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can only imagine the songs and like the whole story behind it. Like, it's going to be a garden, right?
He already said that they were going to talk about how like it's about loyalty and she'll bite you if you get too close or whatever. So
I can imagine like they're going to be writing. They're going to, you know, there's going to be storytelling about, you know, being in a garden, maybe the garden of people. That's like a metaphor for people surrounding you. You know, loyalty of your garden, of the people surrounding. I can imagine some shit like that.
Sure.
I mean, that's where my mind goes. It's probably not at all that, but.
Word.
Cool shit, man.
I like it. Wait, how much you want to bet Violent J jerked off to that image of the yum yum flower?
What the fuck, dude?
It's such a weird concept.
Oh, man. I mean, it wouldn't surprise you.
She needs some titties. I mean, come on. You could at least put some titties on her. Just kidding.
I agree. Give her some, Photoshop some big ass green boobs on her, man.
Yeah, let's see that. That'd be good. All right. So the only other thing. Which we're gonna kind of keep this pretty tight. We're a little over an hour now, so okay. That's cool. We haven't heard Mr. Nothing Man, which is the Hollow Wicked single. You want to check it out?
Yeah.
And give our thoughts.
Let's do it.
Whoever's listening or watching, check it out with us. We got 9 viewers right now, so thanks for watching. By the way, before we play, you know, feel free to comment, let us know, call us, whatever you want. But we're gonna play it and I'll let you know what we think.
Fucking answered in time.
Yeah. Right. Well, let's see if this plays.
Long intro.
Oops, there's the Hollow Wicked. Let's go back to this.
Got some spooky sounds going.
Yeah. A little trivia, anyone? But we never get to hear the answers. That ain't any fun. Existence. Just say everyone. I ride the earth around the sun as the world turns, fucking up my equilibrium. Another day. Shitty one. Another lame millennium. Months. Who said give me some? Years. I don't want any none. Decades. 2051. Forever. Must I continue on? Whoever gave me life is a true Machiavellian. I'm faceless, bodiless, headless. I like the flow.
Me too. Don't you understand? No ribs, bones, arms,
or hands. I'm needless, stickless. Beats Jesus cool. Did this for no rhyme, reason, or need. I just exist. Was I an angel who crept out of heaven? Then sin got restrained, so I'm kept out and never let in. Cursed me to a life left out with no reaction. Here forever, but with no voice or body. I can't be seen or heard. I know it seems absurd. I can't be touched nor felt. I'm never sensed or smelled, but I know I'm real. I just fucking know I'm real. I can't see or hear. The people right through me showing no respect. Their eyes never connect. They never know this shit, but I know I'm real.
Bro, this shit slaps. I just fucking know I'm real.
I don't remember the beginning. Chorus lost me a little bit. I go
right. Sure. I don't need
food or water yet. The verses, though, the verses definitely slap. That was the ghost stuck in purgatory. I have no recollection of any life. Of course, no Shaggy.
So what's my story? Tell me, help me. Why am I here?
Have I done something? Am I supposed to? It's unclear. It's giving me the dead one feels with the beat.
I feel that. Yeah. In my own dimension, I crave
interaction. I fiend a cause. Who made this beat?
Yeah, I'm curious about
this.
This
is a good beat. Not all a fraction. Until one day, I thought I finally caught some action. It seems like this hottie's eyes realized my traction. I said, hey. She said, hey. Wait, what'd you say? Her eyes fine stayed on mine, declined to look away. A passersby asked, "Who was she talking?" She pointed at me. He saw nothing and kept walking. I can't be seen or heard. I know it seems. Yeah, the chorus is. Can't be touched nor felt. I'm never sensed. It's just not memorable.
Yeah, the chorus isn't. It definitely leaves something to be desired, but the beat and flow is enough for me to feel it so far. I mean, of all the Hollow Wicked songs we listened to in the last half of that Hollow Wicked album last week, this is better than every one of them. I think.
You think?
Probably, yeah.
Huh. I don't know. There was a couple in that second disc that I really liked, I think, which would be above this one. But I think this one's up there.
Okay.
Oh, there's Shaggy. She's his best friend. We lay in the same spot. She'd sleep inside of me as close as we could be. She even cried for me. We were lovers. His lover and she's his best friend. We were lovers. His lover and she's his best friend. I told her don't speak of our love, but she had to brag about it. She'd say, he's sitting right here.
they rolled their eyes and doubted. We had dinner with their parents, and I knew they didn't get it. Cause from all my suffering, they tried to admit it. We ran away.
That's just flow. My wing,
your clergy probably don't want to hear it, but my guess is I'm a spirit. And if I'm correct and I'm a ghost, and it's apparent, clearly only death can bring you to my void so we can share it. And with that, she understood what's good and started ascending. A rusty fire escape.
I'm gonna kill herself.
She must be pretending, but within a few minutes, she did it and reached the roof and yelled,
and kill herself, yep.
I tried to stream a rebuttal. I'll keep her whimper so subtle. She dove off and turned into a broken, busted up puddle.
I like that vision.
Her soul standing up from the wreck. I wait to witness. Instead, red liquid spread out from her shattered head quickly. I fall and sob and raise my fist and scream, please, God. I can't be seen. I know it seems I'm sudden. I can't be touched nor felt. I've never sensed or smelled. But I know.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll give that one up. Life deck.
Yeah, I want to give it another listen to dive more into the story, but I feel it so
from
far.
What I got from the story, he doesn't know he's a ghost. He finds out he's a ghost. He meets a girl, or he meets a girl and then finds out he's a ghost, right?
Yeah.
The girl can't see him, can't get with him. So she's like, I'm going to kill myself to be with you.
I see. Yeah, that sounds about right.
I mean, this is, I'm sure there's details in there I'm forgetting, like where they met and shit. The second verse, I didn't really hear a lot of that, but... No, that was, I mean, it was cool. I liked the story. It was cool. The beat was nice. Jay, I didn't hear it. Not me. Yeah, I mean,
I like that. That first verse was really cool. I mean, he dropped a Machiavellian in there. That was, yeah. I mean, that's pretty extreme for ICP.
Multi-syllable rhymes.
Yeah, that
multis,
was dope.
Like, yeah, man, it was pretty cool. It was creative. Like, I give it that. The chorus wasn't clicking with me, but it was creative.
Yeah, the chorus, it matches, you know, but yeah. But I'm with you. Like, it was nothing to write home about.
I just really wish he would stop singing. I don't think Jay has the voice, especially now, to sing. His voice is shot, dude.
Yeah, his voice is pretty
Jay's
fun.
Voice is shot. He should not be singing, but he can pass it.
He can sing a song like you heard, like, Wind Me Up.
Yeah. When he's like doing really deep voice, yeah. And he's not like straining, but when he's trying to hit those high notes, it's
like yeah.
But that was back when he wasn't trying to actually sound good singing.
Yeah.
And he still had a voice he could work with.
I feel it, man.
He was like yodeling in that.
That was fucking Sleepwalker.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. No, they used to sing. They've always sang, but there was a time when they didn't care if it sounded like good. And
right.
They just like did whatever. But you can tell now Jay really wants, he's trying to make it sound good.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to like hit the stuff that is like, bro, that you just can't sound good singing, man. You just can't.
Yeah, I mean, I give him props. He keeps trying.
He's always
and
trying.
Every now and then he gets it right, you know. Yeah. But but you know, I think that song probably would have benefited a little from two things: one, a little more Shaggy, and two, a little more of a intricate hook, like a rapping kind of hook.
Yeah, I wouldn't
like
even
that.
Say intricate, simplified hook.
Oh, okay.
I think he needs to simplify the hook because that one he's getting out like what. Four to, or maybe even double that. He's trying to do like eight lines in that hook that are all like different. They string together,
yeah,
and it's like a repeating thing. But it does. It's just you can't remember it.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'm not saying every hook has to be memorable and like simple, but
sure.
I just think it. I think they work for Hollow Wicked songs.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that song like has no business being on like a Joker's card or anything. But yeah. I think it's a. It's a fine addition to the Hollow Wicked compilation.
Yeah, I mean, it's light years better than some of the shit we heard in that second disc last week.
And that's not to mention the seven songs in between then and now. I couldn't even name one of them, yeah. You know? So, nevertheless, I never did go back. And
either way, I feel like he's getting better. He's back to actually caring about making these Hollow Wicked songs.
Yeah. Let's put it like this. If that's an example of the kind of rapping we can expect on Yum Yum Bedlam, I'm... fucking excited.
Yeah, I'm sure it won't be too much of a stretch from
Fearless Fred.
Fearless Fred. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're schooling it on Fearless
Fred.
Yeah,
it's still in the same, we're still in the same era.
You're right.
I think, or of what they sound like at this moment.
Yeah, so, they have ebbs and flows. I think right now they're on the up and up.
Yeah.
For sure. They're still riding that wave, you know.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we can wrap it up, man. Oh, I did want to, last thing I want to mention quickly, I want to show some appreciation to everybody who did check out our Halloween song. I uploaded the Pact last week with a cool little video and got over 100 views. So that's pretty sweet, right?
Yeah, that little video was pretty cool.
Yeah,
the
thanks.
The little, what was it? It went with the beat. Yeah. It's pretty dope.
I found like some website that does that and knocked it out. So one guy even commented and said he subscribed based on it. Nice, it came up, man, on his feed. So we appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man, we try to tell a cohesive story.
Yeah.
You could probably still pick holes in it, but you know, we try to tell a cohesive story, have a, you know, decent memorable hook, and you know, not to be like too juggalo-y.
Mm-hmm.
To where we're talking about, you know, that type of shit, but
yeah, I mean, it's definitely like, it's in the vein of like wicked shit, horrorcore, whatever you want to call it. But you know, we it's our own spin on it, which we've been kind of doing for a while. So I hope you guys appreciate it. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out. It's a good song. It's called The Pact. All right, man. Anything else? You good?
I'm good, man.
All right, man. Let's shuffle the fuck up on out of here.
We'll slide this one right back in the deck.
All right. We'll catch y'all later. Peace.